Elissa Walker Campbell, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays, as we are set for another edition of the Big E Sports Show on this Friday night, right here at SB Nation Radio. We've got an outstanding lineup coming your way over the next 2 hours, and it is time now to open up the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. We're going to be visiting with legendary sports agent and the CEO of Steinberg Sports and Entertainment. That is the great Lee Steinberg. Good evening, Lee.
Good evening. Pleasure to be with you.
It's wonderful to have you with us, and we've got a lot of ground to cover. And we're going to start off with my Dallas Cowboys, because they are certainly coming off an impressive win over Tampa Bay in Week 15, and they've made quite a statement in 2016. So to me, I mean, I know I'm a bit biased, but I think they're the most exciting team to watch in the NFL. But is this the best team in the NFL, Lee?
You can certainly argue that. What Jerry Jones and Jason Garrett and the front office have done is to rebuild the model that made them so successful in the early 90s and led to 3 Super Bowls. So it starts with an offensive line, and they've got the best offensive line in football, impregnable force. So that makes the offense go, because in addition, I mean, if you think about it, they've got an Emmitt Smith-like back in dazzling Ezekiel Elliott. And so the ball keeps moving, and that sets it up for the quarterback to have A, time, B, you know, the luxury of the ball moving on running. And then, you know, you've got Dez Bryant and a great tight end. So offensively, they're as strong as anyone in the league. Now, on the defensive side of the ball, they don't, on a pure talent level, appear to be what Jimmy Johnson's Dallas Cowboys were, but they've certainly been playing well, and they're very tough to stop. And now you've seen Dak Elliott. That's what happens when you put those two names together. Dak Prescott is maturing every week. He had a down game, so then you watch what happens the next game. Can he come back? Is he resilient? Can he compartmentalize? And he did all that. So if you were betting, your best bet in the NFC is the Dallas Cowboys, and they've done it the way they did it 20-something years ago, by building from the line the right wide receiver, the right tight end, the right running back, and they're really tough to stop.
Hey, Super Agent Lee Steinberg is with us tonight at SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. And it's interesting, you were just talking about, you know, defensively, they've done it right, the offensive line. But who do you think deserves the most credit for the Cowboys' success? Is it Dak? Is it Ezekiel?
It's synergistic. So if you remember back to the days of Troy Aikman and Michael Irvin and Emmitt Smith, they call them the triplets. It's synergistic because they all feed off of each other. No one could have expected Dak Prescott to be playing this well as a rookie. It simply doesn't happen. And in the cases where we've seen it happen, like with an RG3 or even Colin Kaepernick his first year, those players fall back. But he's got a cushion there, and he's been brilliant. So it's a combination. But if anything makes that team go, it's the offensive line, which is smash mouth, and make sure that every drive's got a good chance.
You know, Lee, you are a premier evaluator of talent. So let's talk some quarterbacks. I mean, you've worked with the best, from Warren Moon to Troy Aikman. How special is Dak Prescott?
So the thought was that, sure, he's done it early, but now they've got film on him. And like a pitcher who goes around first rotation and is blazing, then batters catch up. So the thought was that somehow they had enough film that they'd start to defensive, but you sure couldn't see that in the last game, where, you know, arguably he had his best game. Statistically, you couldn't be much better.
Well, Dak Prescott, also, we have to point out, he becomes the first rookie quarterback in Dallas Cowboys history to be selected to the Pro Bowl after establishing, you're talking about some of those team rookie records, and just really how special of a young man that he is. So his future, obviously, is going to be very, very bright. And it really seems like, when you talk about the Cowboys, it is their year, the stars are all in line, but it seems like it's built to last, I mean, for years to come.
So again, this is the template that they built the old team with, that won 3 Super Bowls.
Right.
And it starts with the line, and once you've got that, they've got a young, dazzling running back, a great quarterback, they've got a really good tight end. They've got one terrific wide receiver. So they're pretty loaded. And you would think that in the future they'll concentrate a little more on, you know, getting another pass rusher, maybe upgrading a defensive situation. So the defense will be able to match the excellence of the offense, but it's hard to say much about them when, you know, they've got the record they do, which is the best record in football.
Okay, so the Dallas Cowboys have two rookie Pro Bowlers, the first time in team history with Ezekiel Elliott and Dak Prescott. And what was your reaction to the Cowboys, Sean Lee and Jason Witten, being snubbed from the Pro Bowl roster? Because those guys are playing like Pro Bowlers.
They are playing like Pro Bowlers. And there's only so many slots at each position, so it's all a matter of how you compare, and could make a really valid argument that the players you mentioned should be in the Pro Bowl, but you know what? They'll live. And I guarantee you, if they happen to win a Super Bowl, they'd trade that for the Pro Bowl 10 times over.
Okay, Lee Steinberger is with us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, comparing rates to help you save. Now, that is Progressive. Hey, let's talk some about Sean Lee. He got some high praise from Tony Romo. Tony saying that he is the best linebacker in the NFL. You know, I'm curious what your thoughts are. Do you agree or disagree? He certainly has been incredible this season. And how good is a healthy Sean Lee?
He's pretty amazing. And if you watch him, he's got great range. You can go to the combine as a rookie and test through the roof on all of what we call the, you know, testables, which is you can run a fast 40, you can bench press, you can do the rest of it. Really, what's important in football is a linebacker with the nose for the football, who understands how to put his body into situations where, you know, he'll be the pivot point of the defense, and Sean Lee can do all that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's playing incredibly well. And you see what the difference in health is. And we forget that every one of these games is like every play is a traffic accident.
Mm-hmm.
And so players, especially at this point in the season, are hurt and all the rest. So you see the difference between him being healthy, where he starts to compare with the best linebackers in the league, you know, and being diminished. So, again, they're on a hot streak, and they're filled with confidence, so that so many of the games, 25% of the games are blowouts, but 75% come down to the last quarter and the last couple drives. And for a young team right now, they are playing with panache, they're playing with bravado, and they're on a roll. If they can keep this heat up, you know, they're going to roll through the playoffs and then eventually probably face the New England Patriots.
They've got that moxie, they've got that swagger, and it is interesting because Dallas Cowboy great Charles Haley was on our show last week, and we were talking about how good is a healthy Sean Lee, and, you know, do you even think this guy has a weakness?
He has a nose for the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not by chance when you see a player be in the vortex of the action play after play after play. He understands game plans. He understands. I guarantee you a player like that studies, Alyssa. They still study film. The best players are sitting there watching film over and over again, trying to psych out their next opponent. And the smart players do that. So that, again, you'll watch these drafts, and they draft these physically gifted players who can test, run a fast 40, who can do a good vertical leap, who've got, you know, lateral movement and a three-cone drill. And then you put them on the field, and they don't play like that. So it's a combination of all sorts of things. Remember, this is a team sport, so that when you've got all these different parts functioning really well, and when you have, look, it's so good for the Joneses that Jerry's grandson, Stephen's son, you know, takes Island Park to the state championship. So, I mean, everything
love it.
Is, I mean, they're out on the field that they play pro football in, watching their high school son or grandson light it up. So everything's going the right.
Super Agent Lee Steinberg is with us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big East Sports Show. We're going to step aside for a quick commercial break. We'll be right back after this quick timeout.